now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Though February might be the darkest, dankest month of winter, we have the promise of springtime coming. It's that little fresh note in the air when you step outside, and we promise the freshest hour of contemporary Celtic music coming up for you. Plus, an interview with Quebec's Mélisande. Great music, great crack. We're starting off with Afro-Celt Sound System and Anatomic.
Thank you.
que lo bailes.
La vida es corta, pero ancha. Life is short, but it's wide. Salsa Celtica and Descarga Gaelica. And I have to say, for Canadians, this time of year means there's a lot of people practicing their very bad Spanish throughout Mexico, the Caribbean, Cuba, because we just love to hit up those places in the winter. And if you're listening from down there, Buenos dias. Now here's the Tiller's Folly and something we hope we all get a little bit more of, shine.
You, with the stars still dancing in your eyes, world has many surprises in store for you. May think you got it all worked out, got my doubts. You've only just begun to shine. For you, it's gonna be a long, hard climb. Now and then you'll find think you're through. All you would get there in your own sweet time. You'll be fine. You've only just begun to shine. When you shine, I'll see the world is yours alone to take. Shine, I'm hopeful for the plans you made. Oh, it's true, there's so many things I want for you. I know you'll see them through. Give it half a chance. And you will get there in your own sweet time. You'll be fine. You've only just begun to shine.
You must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
March 3rd at the St. James Hall, Celtic fiddle performer Kira Raymond celebrates the release of her fourth CD, Strongbow, an outstanding collection of traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes where Kira is accompanied by several musicians, including flute player Michael McGoldrick. March 4th, the Rickshaw Theatre is excited to present The Real Mackenzie's 25th anniversary show. This merry band of miscreants has spent a quarter century circumnavigating the globe to bring the Mackenzie's gospel to an ever-adoring throng of rebels, scalawags, and ne'er-do-wells. We love to hang with those people for sure. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-connection.com and stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com and calcopyrite.com. We find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. Do not stir! We have more great Celtic music coming up for you, including a little something from our own Ashley MacIsaac. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
60 seconds, we will board your ship, and you will surrender your vessel to us.
Boldly going where no Celtic radio has gone before.
Hey, Ensign, he's walked back up to N. We'll open this big bastard up and see if it is shit off a shoulder.
Lady, get your belt soon.
We'll catch us with a belt like a bunch of big poofers.
You got your kilt in a twist.
Kathleen Fee and her wonderful voice. I don't want to give her a hint or anything, but if your boyfriend's name is Jameson Johnny, you got to know there's a problem there somewhere. That was Celtic Cross. Before that, Ashley McIsaac heading south from Windsor, Ontario to Detroit. Now here's Hedningarna from Sweden with The Bear.
Yeah.
Trias, the young Danish quartet, delivering a very juicy groove with The Juicy One. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we have a beautiful interview coming up with Melisande and our own producer, Cal Cote. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Contemporary artists love to fiddle with folkloric traditions, not just the rosin up your bow kind of fiddling, but tinkering with organic and electronic elements to give old, mostly forgotten tunes new life and vibrancy in our modern age. Melisande are fiddling with traditional Quebecois music, and they're winning awards for it. Melisande and Alexandre or Moulin joins us for some insight into their brand new recording, Les Millésimes, or The Vintages. Congratulations on your new album and the accolades that you've received.
Thank you.
The metaphor of winemaking comes up throughout The Vintages. How does that apply to your music?
We have a lot of songs talking about wine, like one is about winemaking, others talk about different aspects of drinking, and at some point we had a nice idea of giving every song a millésime, which is like a vintage year.
Yes.
So a bit like good wines, they get better with age. So we think this, the songs do the same, so we attribute a vintage year to each song.
Can you tell me more about that? Like, where do you find these old songs?
We do look in archives, like in the Library of Congress, for this album was one of the places we looked into, and Quebec in the museum also. And this is like, you know, places where you go and where you can find a lot of sound archive, like on reel to reel. Or sometimes it's being sometimes digitized where you can have them. But so we look in these things and also in books, song books. And prior to going to these archive centers, we also select songs, because if you go there and you have no idea what songs you're going to choose, sometimes it can be a bit like overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So I selected some songs, and some of them I didn't select before, and I just went there and listened to some songs and was like, okay, this is a song we need to do because of either the lyrics or the rhythm of the song.
Were there people back then, like an Alan Lomax, who would actually go and capture some of these songs live in halls and that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. It's all field recordings that were made by Lomax and his father, and Marius Barbeau in Canada was one of the greatest.
Okay.
Field record, like a collector of traditional music. So different people like that, and Laura Bolton, an American ethnomusicologist that came to Canada to work with Marius Barbeau and collect a lot of songs. So yeah, they great collections of songs.
That's fascinating. Obviously, you're performing a cultural service by updating and preserving these vintage songs. Are you tapping a new generation of Quebecers to rediscover their roots? Like, what are the demographics that you see in your audiences? Do you see a lot of young people?
Yeah, well, actually, we did launch the album last night, and we had a lot of families, so a lot of young, very young kids, and as well as people, older people. So I think it really has a wide range, because the music can appeal to younger people, and the lyrics are appealing for older people who sometimes know the song. And so it's a good way to make the younger people discover these songs. Some of them are, if I may say, known in the traditional circuit, but they're not, like, most of them are just not known at all, because we just try to find songs that are interesting but not necessarily known. But it's a wide range of people in the audience.
Melisande, you and Moulin are the co-conspirators in this project. How did your partnership form?
We've been a couple for 10 years ago. Like a bit more than 10 years. We celebrated our 10th anniversary of
congratulations,
a couple last week.
Nice.
So we... And I was a touring musician with the traditional trio Genticorum for 15 years.
Ah, Genticorum. We just played them in the show. Okay.
I was on the recording, I guess.
Yeah.
So I've been touring a lot with that band. And in the Melisande would come on tours with us and go to festivals and go to music parties. So she would have a growing interest in making traditional, like singing traditional songs herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing bass with in her project. She's a singer-songwriter as well. So we started. I started playing bass with her, doing original songs. And then at some point we thought it would be nice to kind of mix our two main interests, and mm-hmm. so she would sing traditional songs. I've been like fusing traditional music with other influences, like more urban music, mm-hmm. for over 20 years now. And since I was so busy with Gentikoram, I didn't have time to do arrangements of that kind of songs. And it was not really appropriate for Gentikoram. It's
right.
Not what we were doing.
Yeah.
So I saw it as a nice opportunity to start arranging songs again and mixing traditions with modern music. And Milizan really got into it and really got interested in researching songs and books and eventually archive centers. And now we're with this second album, and we're very happy.
Partners in life and partners in music.
Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
We have two kids, and they were there at the Cedar Lounge yesterday and dancing and singing.
Love it.
Yeah.
We're on the air with Melisande talking about their groundbreaking new album, Les Millésimes, or The Vintages. You can savor the flavor live at the annual Festival du Bois in Coquitlam's Mackin Park. That's March 4th and 5th. They have other performances in the neighborhood coming up as well. You can check the handy calendar on their homepage at melisandemusic.com. That's spelled M-E-L-I-S-A-N-D-E music.com. Have you folks experienced any misfires? Like, are there any traditional Quebecois music songs which just don't lend themselves to your modern arrangements?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on the subject as well. Like, if I want to sing songs that are woman songs,
mm-hmm.
I want to be like the spokesperson.
For
so
sure.
I need to, sometimes I do change the lyrics to make the man a woman, so I can sing the song saying, you know, I.
Of
I
course.
Do this and I do that. But sometimes the songs also are like maybe a bit too slow, but that can always be fixed. If we really love the song, mm-hmm. we can always make it fit in the electro triad arrangement. But the songs that come naturally are sometimes songs that are just more upbeat and that, you know, fit better just like the way they are without changing the rhythm of them.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that label, by the way, Electrotrad. Are there any other bands from whom you draw inspiration, or are you just kind of making your own way and making it up as you go?
Well, it's interesting because in the 90s, there was quite a lot of traditional music coming from the Nordic countries, like mm-hmm. Sweden and Finland and Norway, and they were doing kind of what we can call electrotrad, like taking traditional Swedish songs and putting beats underneath and everything.
Like Hedna Garna.
Yeah, exactly, and Garmarna and
yeah.
Martina and bands like that.
Love that stuff.
And there was as well Afro-Kel
Sound System
and Ashley McIsaac. It's coming back, like it's been happening, but not much in Quebec.
Yeah.
And I think now there's a new trend coming with the electrotrad, and there's quite a lot of bands in Europe that do like electrotrad ball, like traditional dances.
Mm-hmm.
And in Quebec, there's some bands that do like fiddle music with electro beats, mm-hmm. but it's more dance oriented than like instrumental music oriented. Somehow we try to make like pop music in a very broad sense of pop music, but taking traditional songs as a core element and mixing it with electro and trying to really fuse them in a nice way, so it's not like just a traditional on top of electro beats, but make something that sticks together nicely.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because, I mean, I was just so smitten by Afro-Celt Sound System when I first saw them. And, you know, there's some great things coming up from the Isle of Skye, say, for instance, as well, you know, and like you say, in the Nordic countries and then in Balkan music, the same kind of thing is going on. And I really love it.
Like the reel with the first song is a tribute. It's called the Pitted Reel in English, and it's a tribute to my friends from Peatbog Fairies.
There you go.
that do kind of electro trad
yeah.
Scottish music.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know, I can't wait to see you. And thanks so much for this. I'd like to wrap this up with Je suis né en automne. I was born in autumn. Can you set this up for us?
Yeah, this song was found in the Library of Congress, actually, and it's from the John and Alex Lomax collection. And it was collected in 1934 from Lune d'Acomo in Louisiana. And since I am born in October, I thought this would be a good song for me.
Je suis né dans l'automne, ma mère est morte, mon père a pris soin de moi, mais il me disait qu'il allait m'élever dans tous ces grands plaisirs du monde. Il me disait qu'il allait m'élever dans tous ces grands plaisirs du monde. À peine 5 ans, on m'envoie à l'école, apprendre à lire et parler le latin. Je n'ai appris qu'à vider la bouteille, à ne pas mettre de l'eau dans mon vin. À 14 ans, j'avais fait un amant, il était fort, c'était le plus beau. Il me disait que j'avais la rougeole, c'était plutôt le bon jeu du tonneau. Fleur de mon âge, on me disait que je n'étais pas baptisé. Qu'on me baptise au jus de la bouteille, qu'on me donne le nom de Sans Souci. Qu'on me baptise au jus de la bouteille, qu'on me donne le nom de Sans Souci. Quand j'eus 20 ans, je perdis mon amant. J'ai beau chercher, je ne peux le retrouver. Je l'ai cherché dans le fond des bouteilles, où j'avais toujours mis toutes mes amitiés. Quand j'eus 30 ans, mon père m'y marie, avec un homme qui avait beaucoup de bien. Moi je continue à vider la bouteille, et de son bien j'en ferai comme du mien. Pour partager mes biens avec les siens, je lui dis mon seul partage à faire, ma bouteille dont je suis l'héritière. Je lui dis mon seul partage à faire, ma bouteille dont je suis l'héritière. À 50 ans, les enfants viennent me dire de confesser mes fautes, mes péchés. Je leur réponds, pas de confesse à faire. Pour de liqueur sera, ouais, sera mon confesseur. À 60 ans, j'étais sur l'île de la mort. J'ai bien vécu, j'ai bien passé mon temps. Quand je mourrai, on m'y roule en carrosse. Durant ma vie, je n'ai pas eu le temps. looked over the castle wall to see what I could see. There I beheld my father's ship come sailing all on the sea. What's the matter, my daughter Jane? You're looking so pale and wan. Have you had any long sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man? No, I've not had any long sickness, nor lain with any young man. But I've been sick, oh, and sick to my heart, since you've been so long in Spain. Since you've been so long in Spain.
Traditional twist there with William of Barbary. Before that, Melisande and Je suis né en automne. Moi, je suis né en été. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a pause for reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Stanley Park by Effie O'Donovan. But first, this thought to ponder from Tourism Vancouver. Stanley Park is the pride of Vancouver, a magnificent West Coast rainforest in the heart of downtown Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. a fight. Why can't you get a job? She says, why can't you pay the rent? Why can't you get off her lazy arse and mend my broken fence? Ah, she'll punch me in the stomach, but she'll slap me across the jaw. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law. Went to see the other day, my lads, I came home from the pub. I very kindly asked her if she could cook us up some grub. Then she kicked me so very loud, it gave the dog a fright. And I had to share his house with him outside in the yard all night. Why can't you get a job? She says, why can't you pay the rent? Why can't you get off her lazy arse and mend my broken fence? Ah, she'll punch me in the stomach, then she'll slap me across the jaw. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law. Winning the lottery, she's left her giant fortune to the one I call my wife, and I'll have my hands on her money for the rest of my life. Why can't you get a job? She says, why can't you pay the rent? Why can't you get off her lazy arse and mend my broken fence? Ah, she'll punch me in the stomach, then she'll slap me across the jaw. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law. Why can't you get a job? She says, why can't you pay the rent? Why can't you get off her lazy arse and mend my broken fence? Ah, she'll punch me in the stomach, then she'll slap me across the jaw. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law. You haven't seen the devil till you've seen me mother-in-law.
Oh, sure. It's a joke, right? Well, why can't you get a job? Speaking for mothers-in-law all around the world, we're just looking out for those we love. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. Thanks, too, to our guests, Melisande and Milan. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapari Communications. By the way, that was Pat Chesel slandering a very fine group of ladies, the mothers-in-law. We are going to go out on Saras and Glasgow. Quite the little tour we've taken today. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser. We'll be right back.
Copyright Communications.